This is the Xbox One Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand.
Second down and 10. Sanchez is back to throw. He is going to be hit and sacked. And a fumble on the play. Patriots recover. The game is over.
The Patriots postgame show is your source for instant news and reaction following every Patriots game.
Snap to Brady in the shotgun. Looks, fires left wide open. At the 30, 35, 40. Midfield to the 40. It is down the sideline and in for a touchdown to Patriot running back Shane Berry.
Join the conversation by calling the Ace Ticket Hotline at 855-PATS-500 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
Play action fake by Sanchez. Back to throw, gets rid of it. It's up. Oh, what a collision on Sean Green. He got labeled by who else?
Pow!
Brandon Spikes, and Sean Green is not getting up after this.
Now, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
Welcome, everybody, to the Xbox One postgame show. I'm Mark Bertrand. The Patriots are headed back to the AFC Championship game after a win tonight at Gillette Stadium, where we come to you live from. They beat the Indianapolis Colts tonight, and once again, the Patriots are moving on to the AFC Championship game. The Pats win 43-22, the final tonight in Foxborough, and once again, they will have an opportunity next weekend to move on to the Super Bowl in New York 3 weeks from now. I think a lot of us expected the Patriots to play a good game. A lot of us picked the Patriots to win this game. But I think the way in which they won it, the way in which they won it so convincingly, has to have you feeling very, very good about this football team. There's a lot to get to. We're going to do it with you. We want your calls all night long. 855-PATS-500. Celebrate the win. Give us some of your thoughts on this game. Also, send in your emails, webradio@patriots.com. That's where you send your emails. We'll be reading those throughout the show as well. We'll hear from Bill Belichick. We'll hear from Tom Brady. We'll hear from Patriots players inside the locker room after this big playoff win tonight at home at Gillette Stadium. The stadium was rocking. It still is very loud. I can hear it outside the door. A lot of fans sticking around and cheering the players as they exit the field. And I'll tell you what, it's definitely a great atmosphere here at the stadium tonight, and I think the Patriots have a lot to be proud of in terms of the way they played this football game tonight against Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts. Patriots come away with a win. They are moving on to the AFC Championship game, whether it be against the Broncos in Denver or back here next weekend against San Diego inside Gillette Stadium. We have to wait that one out and see the results tomorrow. I'm sure the Patriots will be keeping an eye on that one. But the Patriots going to their third straight AFC Championship game. They are back. Bill Belichick, 19 playoff wins as a head coach now. After this win tonight, he ties Don Shula for the second most wins in NFL postseason history with those 19 wins. We'll get to more on that. More on this game. Let's get to the good, the bad, and the injured.
Now it's time for the good.
Nice!
The bad.
You don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off!
And the injured.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
On the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand.
I don't even know where to begin. There's so many good things to talk about from this game. I'm not exactly sure where to begin. I'll say this. 6 rushing touchdowns. Hard not to notice that. Tom Brady did not throw a touchdown pass tonight, and yet the Patriots at the end of the night have 43 points on the board. How does that happen? That doesn't happen, but it did tonight. 6 rushing touchdowns on the night for the Patriots, 4 of which came from LeGarrette Blount, and 2 of which came from Stephen Ridley. And we'll get to more on that in a minute. But I do want to talk a little bit about the defense here and the turnovers that were created by this defense tonight. 4 turnovers, 4 takeaways for the Patriots defense. Alphonso Dennard, on the first third down of the game, picks off Andrew Luck. And he worked for that one. He pulled that ball out and returned it back to the Indianapolis 2. Andrew Luck was actually in pursuit. Give him credit on that play for that. And he was out of bounds of the 2. 1 play from the 2, LeGarrette Blount, touchdown. Dante Hightower had an interception, a ball that was tipped up in the air. Jamie Collins had a pick in the fourth quarter when he dropped back into coverage. Dennard, again, second pick of the game, came in the final minute as time was winding down. Luck was just looking downfield, looking to connect with Brazil, and Dennard came up with his second pick of the night. The game began and ended in similar fashion with Alphonso Dennard coming up with a pick. Jamie Collins, though, deserves a ton of credit for the way he played tonight, which makes all of us say, Brandon Spikes who? Jamie Collins, as a rookie, easily a career game tonight, the best game of his career so far. I know it's still a very young and early career, but he had an opportunity tonight for more playing time, which obviously came this week with Brandon Spikes being placed on injured reserve. Collins was all over the place. You see how fast he is? He can get out in coverage. He can move. You can tell he's really smart in terms of knowing where to be.
You're so complimentary of me.
Oh, Collins was all over the place. Nope, talking about Jamie Collins, not Kevin Collins. You guys related? Distant cousin?
He got all the talent.
He definitely got all the talent. Jamie Collins was awesome tonight. That's really encouraging. I mean, Jamie Collins has been getting better as the season has gone on. I think he's had a pretty, really good. Let's say really good. We can all settle on that. There should be no debate. It might even have been, let's just settle there. Really good year for Jamie Collins. In the fact that as a rookie, he continued to get better and he continued to develop throughout the course of the year. And I felt like the last month of the season, Jamie Collins was really starting to kind of come into his own and really proving that he deserved to be out there more. Tonight he gets an opportunity and look how it pays off for the Patriots. Four takeaways by the defense. The Patriots frustrated the Colts offense all night. A big thing coming into this game was all about how are they going to take care of T.Y. Hilton? How are they going to lock down on Hilton? Aqib Talib lined up with him on nearly every play early in this game. He was seeking out Hilton early on. Every time Hilton would come out of the huddle, Aqib Talib was looking for T.Y. Hilton. The Patriots tended to back off of that as the game went on. They're playing a lot more zone. It was other guys lining up on him. You saw some of the big pass plays, one of which came while Talib was in coverage. The other, you had Dennard and Gregory, I believe. I'll have to go back and check the tape, but it wasn't Talib on one of them. T.Y. Hilton is a very talented player. He has great hands. You saw his athletic ability tonight. I think we knew that about him. I think early on the Patriots did a good job of keeping him in check and being physical with him at the line of scrimmage, and I think it really paid off. He didn't hurt them. He had some big plays, but he didn't hurt them the way that he has hurt other teams. And I think the Patriots did a solid job in coverage tonight, and obviously the takeaway is a huge part of that. Just terrific. So to go back to the offense, the six touchdowns on the ground, four from Blunt and two from Ridley. Blunt, 24 carries on the night, 166 yards, averaging 6.9 yards a carry. He's tied with Curtis Martin for third, I believe, all time for rushing yards in a game by a Patriot. His longest one being the 73-yard touchdown run, which was awesome. Ridley, 14 carries on the night, 52 yards, and two touchdowns for him, his longest carry of the night being 10 yards. But the biggest thing that I want to take away offensively is not just the fact that there were six rushing touchdowns. There were 73 offensive plays tonight for the Patriots. 73 offensive plays. 46 of them were rushing plays. The Patriots were very much committed to the run in this game, and they did not get away from it when it wasn't breaking their way, when they weren't getting the push up front, when they weren't creating the holes. They did not go away from it. They did not hide from it. They continued to run the ball, and it paid off. It paid off in this game. And I think that marks a change for maybe Josh McDaniels and the Patriots offense, because there have been times where the run isn't generating a lot on the ground, it's not being productive, and they get away from it, and they find themselves in trouble giving the ball back to the other team. The Patriots stuck to their guns on it tonight. They stuck to their guns, and it paid off for the Patriots tonight. And the six rushing touchdowns, as great as they are, the fact that they were committed to the run, to me, is such a big deal. And the six rushing touchdowns are a franchise record in a game for the Patriots, both regular and postseason games. So all of those things are good. I consider it a good thing that Tom Brady didn't need to throw a touchdown pass in the game. Let's put it like that. It's not as if Tom Brady wasn't trying. Tom Brady didn't need to throw a touchdown pass in this game. Tom Brady didn't need a quarterback rating of 100. He ended up with 78.4. He was 13 of 25 for less than 200 yards passing. No touchdowns, no picks, although Antoine Bethea nearly had one late in the game. He was sacked twice. You look at those numbers for Brady and you say, it wasn't like some kind of great game for Brady, but it was. It was a great game for Brady. The Patriots had the play action working. Those 13 completions that he had, many of them were big completions. Julian Edelman had 6 catches, 84 yards on the night, 6 catches on 9 targets. Danny Amendola came up with some big plays, including a 53-yarder. He had 3 catches, 77 yards. Both of those guys putting up some yards in this game. Shane Vereen had a couple of catches, 2 for 16, one of which was a great first down early in the game. The Colts just didn't cover him. So I love that Tom Brady did not need to throw the ball all night and throw the team to victory. They ran the ball. They were committed to it. They didn't rely on Brady too heavily. They didn't get caught giving the ball back to the other team and trying to play catch up. The Patriots controlled this game. They controlled the clock when they needed to. A lot to be happy with. A lot to be happy with on both sides of the ball. And here's the bad. Here's the bad tonight. It's not defense. It's not offense. It's the special teams. Special teams tonight were a mess. Patriots had 4 penalties in this game, 3 of which came on special teams for illegal blocks in the back. Bad, 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 bad. Matthew Slater, Jagarrad Davis, Tavon Wilson, all with penalties on special teams. You can't have that. And then, that's just the tip of the iceberg with the special teams. How about the play in which Danny Aiken sails the ball over Ryan Allen's head? That's a pretty inopportune time to have that happen. So that's on the bad list. You can't be doing that. And it happens. It's a part of the game. But it's a mistake that you really can't afford when you're talking about playing in a divisional round football game. To compound that, Ryan Allen has no idea what he's doing after the ball goes over his head. He tries to pick the ball up at the 2. The play there, the situational football play, as Bill Belichick would say, is to boot that thing out of the back of the end zone. You do not risk trying to pick it up and having it knocked out of your hands and having it turn into a touchdown. And even when he did manage to pick it up, he had it knocked out of his hands. And luckily for him and for the Patriots, he had it knocked out of his hands right out of the back of the end zone. So the end result was the same. But it was not a good situation for the Patriots. It was not a good situation. And it was ugly. It really was. I strongly disagree with Dan Dierdorf. Who had his final game tonight. Congratulations to him. I strongly disagree with his sentiment that Ryan Allen should have tried to have been tackled at the 2. That doesn't make any sense at all. You're basically giving up a touchdown there, or at the very least, it's 3 points. Even if you are able to stop the Colts from the 2 on the first 3 downs there, you're giving up 3 instead of giving up 2. You kick that thing out of the end zone. That happens, you boot it out of the end zone. It's the play. That's the play there. And it was just kind of a mess on that play. And in fact, Ryan Allen got hurt on the play. That brings us to the injured. Ryan Allen got hurt. He came on for the punt after the fact, after the safety, and apparently his shoulder, he drops the football. He had some kind of issue going on. He left the game. He did not return. And Steven Goskowski then came into the game and filled in as the team's punter after that. So at least the Patriots were able to have Goskowski come in and help out. That's what he did. Goskowski, 5 punts in all, 209 yards, an average of 41.8. His longest being 53. You could do worse for a backup punter. You got to say, you could do worse. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500. That's the phone number for you to call. Send in your emails, webradio@patriots.com. And again, we'll hear from Bill Belichick. We'll hear from Tom Brady. At some point, we'll hear from Patriots players within the locker room, see what they had to say after this game. They at least get a little bit of time to celebrate this one before they have to keep an eye on the Denver-San Diego game tomorrow to see who the opponent will be in the Patriots' 3rd consecutive AFC championship game. They're in good shape right now. Good shape. You got to feel good about this team after tonight. 855-PATS-500. Let's go out to the phones. Liam in North Carolina is going to lead it off. Hey, Liam.
Hey, man, so much after this game. I guess, first off, I don't know what their contracts are, but Blount and Talib. I think Talib's on a one-year. I'm not sure about Blount. Hopefully after this season, regardless of what happens, they're really humble. As much as they've done to the team this season, I hope they don't try to go for big money. Because I hate to lose those guys. Those guys have shown that they really kind of are the, at least late in the season, the core of the team and have done so much. And I'd hate to lose those guys next season. And one thing I noticed in this game that was really interesting was seeing Tom Brady holding kicks. You know, of all people on the team, you take your star quarterback, the guy you don't want to get injured at all. You want to keep off the field unless he needs to be on there, and he's holding kicks, of all people. So I think he's, more than anything else, he's the ultimate role model. And I hope those other guys see that and they kind of follow in that.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I agree with you, Liam. I enjoyed the heck out of seeing Tom Brady going out there and holding after Ryan Allen leaves the game. I thought that was great. Absolutely great. And it does. It definitely is within what this team has been this year, which is next guy up. We're facing adversity. Someone's going to pick up the slack. Who wants to step up and do it? And this is obviously a minor one in terms of just holding. But to see your star quarterback doing it, you don't see that a lot anymore, at least. Not in a long time. It's pretty awesome. Pretty cool to see Tom Brady out there holding the football for the place kicker tonight. As far as the contracts go, LeGarrette Blount is a free agent after this season. And he will hit the market. Aqib Talib, same situation, although he would probably be a candidate for the Patriots to put a franchise tag on him. So if it comes to that, that might be something the Patriots consider to make sure they keep him. But as far as the contract goes for Blount, he's in a situation where he took a pretty significant pay cut, about $1 million on his pay cut to be able to come to the Patriots in the trade. April 27th, he was traded to the Patriots. He had agreed in March to a contract extension with the Buccaneers before he was traded. And it was 1 year, $1.75 million. But as part of that trade, the Patriots restructured his deal down to $680,000. According to Yahoo Sports, the pay cut for LeGarrette Blount was $1.07 million. So a little over $1 million for LeGarrette Blount was taken away when he accepted the trade, or not really accepted, but accepted the restructured deal to facilitate the trade to the Patriots. So he lost a decent amount of money coming to the Patriots and proving to the Patriots, proving to the league that he can really provide something for your team. I don't think all of a sudden he's going to be wanting to take some kind of deep discount to remain with this team, considering he just took a big pay cut. He's going to want to be paid. And that's not to say it won't happen here. He might get a really good contract to stay in New England. But as far as him being committed, I wouldn't go that far. I'm willing to bet he's going to test the free agent market at the very least. And if someone's willing to pay him and pay him well, that's going to be a difficult situation. And I'm willing to bet that he takes a long, hard look at the offers that are out there on the open market. Jason's in Georgia. He's up next on the Xbox One postgame show. How's it going, Jason?
Oh, hey. This was a really good game. Really good win overall. Like, if someone told me, like, when Gronkowski went out, that our first playoff game, we would have hit 43-22, and Brady wouldn't throw for over 200 or a touchdown, I'd be like, okay, what are you, you better tell me what you're on, man. But this defense, it did really well for today. Dennard with the two interceptions. Jimmy Collins, huge breakout game. And Dante Hightower proving everyone that he can do what everyone we were believed he could do to, like, some extent. Now, I don't know where our passing game is going to go on from here, but hopefully we figure it out. And I want to know, on your terms, which team would you prefer to meet in the playoffs, the Denver Broncos or the Chargers?
the Chargers. There's no doubt about that, Jason. If you're looking at next weekend, you got to want the Chargers, and you got to want to remain at home, which is a huge deal in and of itself. But also, if the Chargers pull off an upset tomorrow, I'm still thinking that the Chargers are a weaker opponent than the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, but that doesn't ever paid off for us. Always going against a weaker opponent.
Yeah, I mean, but it doesn't help you to go against a stronger opponent. That doesn't help you at all. And I'm not rooting for a weaker opponent. I want another home game for the Patriots. That's what I'd be rooting for. Remain at home, not have to go on the road, not have to deal with all of that. Stay at home, and I think that's the bigger factor than the opponent is staying at home. So that's what I'm really rooting for them, is to be able to stay at home. It has more to do with that than it does the opponent, but I also do believe that San Diego is a weaker opponent than Denver. And San Diego has beaten Denver once already this season. In fact, coming into today, the three teams remaining in the playoffs were three teams that have beaten Peyton Manning and the Broncos. Now, the Colts are obviously out, but the two teams remaining, the Patriots and the Chargers, have both beaten the Broncos, that is, in the regular season. Max in Las Vegas tonight. Hey, Mac.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me on the show. How you doing, Mark?
Doing well.
Hey, I just wanted to point out a few things. What other football team can say that they have a part-time holder, part-time punter, and full-time quarterback?
Not very many.
Not very many, and I'm very proud of that fact. Tom Brady's the man, and that's what you were saying about LeGarrette Blount. I hope they pay the man.
Yeah, I hope they do, too.
I hope he sticks around, and I felt like going into this game that there were a lot of doubters about Josh McDaniels' play calling, and I think tonight is, I think he did very, very well with the run-heavy offense.
And I think the biggest thing, Mac, was being committed to that run-heavy offense that you mentioned, was not getting away from it when it didn't work. They stuck with it, and sometimes you do. You have to grind that out, and then all of a sudden you have LeGarrette Blount break one off for 73 yards, and you say that commitment helped that play. And on the passing plays, Tom Brady's play action was phenomenal, and it was working because the Patriots made the Colts respect the run tonight. They made the Colts respect the run game, and with that, it opened up enough for Tom Brady to make some completions in the passing game. That's what happened. Jeff is in Australia after this big win for the Patriots tonight. Hi, Jeff.
How you doing, Bill?
Doing well.
Good to hear it. Great win. Delighted that Blount just took it to the house so many times. I've never seen a performance like that in years, to be quite honest. And I'm hoping we actually keep that going throughout the playoffs. My only concern, though, as I say, was the safety play in the secondary, because Luck was picking that apart with a deep ball so many times, and I'm worried for next week in terms of Manning and Rivers looking at that and saying, okay, get the men down the post routes and just get an easy touchdown. That happened too many times for my liking.
Is that any other thoughts on the game tonight?
Oh, well, apart from that, I thought, obviously the running game was phenomenal, and I thought the O-line was brilliant as well. I thought, and also the tight end play, helping the O-line was superb too. Also, there needs to be a special shout-out for Steven Gostkowski as well, because stepping in as a punter, as an emergency like that, and being able to produce such a good performance, I thought was tremendous.
Yeah, and actually that first punt that he had too was really good. He had a really good punt when he came into the game, which had some people saying, well, if he can do that, wow, that's not bad. That's not bad at all. It was actually really good. Steven Gostkowski, after that, his punts went down a little bit. But the first one that he got off was really good. And I also randomly thought to myself, when was the last time the Patriots had a right-footed punter? And I was watching the game next to Andy Gresh, and I looked at Gresh and I said, it's the last time they had a right-footed punter, and right away he said, Todd Sauerbrunn, 2006. The last time the Patriots had a right-footed punter. They had that tonight in Steven Gostkowski. Also, you could count Brady as a right-footed punter, but we're talking about a guy who lines up as the punter. And that's who it is. John is in Rhode Island tonight. We go back to the phones here on the post-game show presented by Xbox One. Hi, John. Hey, John.
Hey, good evening, Mark. Thanks for having me. I just got a few things to say real quick. Tip my hat off to the Patriots team tonight. And, you know, tonight marks the beginning of the Indianapolis Colts summertime sadness because, as far as Andrew Luck goes, he had his red dress on tonight. And in terms of T.Y. Hilton, ice up, son. That's all I got to say. Looking forward to next week at the championship.
All right, John, thanks for the call. That was ice up, son. He's got words for Luck. I'll tell you, three picks for Luck tonight. Three picks.
I don't know. You're going to ask him because he didn't finish the game. Ice up, son. Ice up.
Actually, correct that. Four picks tonight. I'm forgetting the last one of the night. Four picks in this game tonight. He threw three picks last week. Andrew Luck has thrown seven picks in the last two weekends. He had a big comeback last week, but he threw seven picks in two weekends of the playoffs. The Colts only turned the ball over 16 times the entire regular season. All we heard was the Colts protect the football. The Colts don't turn it over. Well, they didn't protect it last week, and they didn't protect it this weekend either. And if you're the Colts right now, and you're one of the Colts fans experiencing the Colts summertime sadness, you've got to be mad about the turnovers for your team. There's no way you can be happy about those turnovers. Those turnovers were a big killer for the Colts. You can't turn the ball over like that. You got to protect the football. And they couldn't do it, and a lot of that has to do with the Patriots' defense. Patriots' defense was locked in on three of those picks. They nearly had a fifth. He had a ball that got his arm was tipped by Rob Ninkovich when he was throwing downfield, and was it who ran into each other? Dennard and McCourty?
Dennard and McCourty, yes, okay. And they dropped it.
And they dropped it.
Should have been a pick.
Should have been.
Yeah, McCourty jarred.
McCourty ran into it. McCourty ran into the play. And so, you know.
And word on the street is he may be joining us so we can ask him what the hell he was doing.
Really? Devin McCourty?
First question I want out of you is what the hell were you doing
on that
play?
The man, the myth, the legend, Devin McCourty.
That's the first question. I want a hard-hitting question on that play.
All right, let's get him on the line, and we'll talk to him and ask him about that. He's got to be mad. He's got to be disappointed. Dennard got two picks. He wants one in there, and he didn't.
Dennard would have had the hat trick if he didn't run into him.
Yeah, I guess you could look
at
it that
way. The ball was in Dennard's hands, and he, like, jarred it free.
I'm not convinced that Dennard was coming down with it.
That ball was like a punt.
But they nearly had another. I mean, it was close. It was definitely close. They almost had another one. Patriots defense creating turnovers tonight. And that is, how can that not be the biggest takeaway of this game? It's got to be. The rushing attack, sticking with the run, no touchdown passes for Brady. Four takeaways on the defense. Special teams sucked. I mean, I'm just going to put that out. The special teams were some crap tonight. But it didn't impact the outcome of the game, which is what you can be thankful about. If you come out of an AFC divisional round playoff game and you say, defense was good, offense was good, special teams, you're going to really clean it up. I think you're doing okay. I think you are. I think things are just fine. Antoine in New Jersey is up next on the Patriots post-game show presented by Xbox One. The phone number again for you, 855-PATS-500, the toll-free North American number, 855-PATS-500. What's up, Antoine? What's going on?
How you doing, Mark? This is Antoine. I'm just really excited about the whole game and the running game. That was the biggest thing out for me with LeGarrette Blount, you know, just having a ball out there. But I really wanted to talk about what a caller said a couple of calls back. He said about the Josh McDaniels on play calling. Like, he said that we shouldn't have a right to be mad at him. We have a valid reason why to be mad at him throughout the whole season, even on here, even on the post game show. Sometimes we have talked about, you know, the questionable play calling, like being like on 3rd and 1 and then calling a pass play when the run was, you know, what set it up, the 3rd and 1 or whatever. So that was something I just wanted to just point out or whatever, but just happy about the win. The defense definitely played good, and then Jamie Collins definitely did good. I'm really excited about him.
As you should be.
Good overall win.
Oh, great overall win. And Jamie Collins is someone that you should be excited about because I think Antoine, I think he established himself even more so in this game. And you know that next week he's going to have the same amount of playing time. Brandon Spikes is done. He's not a part of this team probably anymore for good. And Jamie Collins is now in there. He's going to prepare as a, you know, basically a guy who's going to get a significant amount of playing time. We get to watch this happen again and unfold again next weekend.
Oh, definitely. And then, like, even, like, one thing I was even thinking about too was how LeGarrette Blount was running. It kind of reminded me of Corey Dillon, you know,
a little bit, like clock killing Corey Dillon. LeGarrette Blount is another big guy that, you know, can really be a bruiser and can really knock some guys down. But on the same hand, at the same time, he's able to break some stuff and rip off some runs. I think you're right. I mean, that's not the first time someone's compared him to Dillon, but in a playoff game now, it becomes a little bit more relevant for sure.
Yes, it is. And that's all I got to say, man. You enjoy your night, man.
All right, Antoine. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-PATS-500. That's the phone number here. 855-PATS-500. Let's talk to Trey in Florida. He's up next. Hi, Trey. Yo, Trey.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, there he is. What's going on, Trey? What'd you think of tonight's game?
Oh, man, I just want to talk about the linebacker play, specifically, you know, Jamie Collins and Dante Hightower. I can't remember the last time a pair of linebackers played that good for us, especially Collins. I thought he was the best defender on the field in either team tonight.
Now, Trey,
he looked like a playmaker, a linebacker that we haven't had in a long time.
Here's a question I have. You tell me what you think. Here's a thought that I'm having right now. We learned earlier today Brandon Spikes was put on IR. There's some reports of it being mutual. Maybe there was some stuff with him showing up late or attitude things or something like that. I wonder if his departure has somehow been another positive in terms of we're without that player. We got to come together. We got to step up. We got to be that next unit and put this thing together without that player. I'm thinking that might be a part of the motivation tonight, that those guys play great.
Yeah, it looked like addition by subtraction there, because, I mean, Spike's been playing on one leg for almost half the year now, and he wasn't good in coverage as it was. So
not like Jamie Collins was tonight. There. No way. You're absolutely right. And not only that, a healthy Spikes has nowhere near the amount of athleticism that Jamie Collins brings to the table.
Yeah, and that play that he made down the sideline and break up that pass to Fleener, that made me giddy. I was just like, I have not seen a Patriots linebacker do that in a long time. I don't think I've ever seen a pass linebacker doing that.
No, breakout game for Jamie Collins, no doubt. Anything else, Trey?
Nope, just great win, and bring on the Chargers next week.
Oh, rooting for the Chargers. All right, Trey, thanks for the call. 855-PATS-500 is that phone number. Again, we're waiting on a Patriots player to check in with us.
Go Chargers!
Go Chargers! Waiting for a Patriots player to check in with us from the locker room. And Kevin Collins, producer Kevin Collins, is telling us that it could possibly
be. It could possibly be, but I'm not promising.
You're not promising that. You're not going to promise? Okay. Well, you could promise that or maybe hint at it. We've been trying for weeks to get LeGarrette Blount on this show again, because that's, again, now more relevant. He's got 4 touchdowns tonight. I'm convinced we got to get him on one more time before we're done. One more time next week, if not this week, next week. LeGarrette Blount is a fun interview, and we had some fun talking to him. What game was that? Early in the season.
It was real early in the season.
Yeah.
Now he's big time.
He is big time now. See, we requested him early in the year because I've been high on the Blount all year. High on him. LeGarrette Blount.
You want to get high?
Yes. Yes, I do. High on LeGarrette Blount.
Then that's when they smoke it.
That's good. That's good, Bill. That is good.
Thank you, Mike Vrabel. That's good.
Oh, back to the phone lines. We're going to get to your emails coming up as well at webradio@patriots.com. Webradio@patriots.com. They're coming in fast and furious right now. We're going to sort those out and start reading some of those as well. Go back to the phones with Josh, who's in Virginia tonight. Hi, Josh.
How you guys doing, man?
What's happening?
Hey, I just want to go over my 5 quick points or big points from this from tonight's game and talking about my first one. You know, obviously it's the obvious. LeGarrette Blount, how far he's come, you're talking about from the first big run he had against the Eagles in preseason and thinking about, you know, cutting him over Brandon, you know, for Brandon Bolden. LeGarrette Blount has turned into the most explosive running back on this team. I mean, you don't see Steven Ridley or even Shane Vereen, you know, popping off 73-yard runs. And, I mean, it's just size and intimidation that does it. Secondly, what we saw tonight in pass defense really didn't surprise me. I mean, you're talking about the first game in probably half the season where all the guys are healthy to leave Dennard, Logan Ryan, and Kyle Arrington. And when you have two premier solid outside corners with two inside guys,
I'm
going to go on a limb and say outside of Seattle Seahawks, left of the teams in the playoffs, New England has the best secondary with if they're healthy.
Josh,
in the playoffs.
Josh, I got to put you on hold for 1 minute. I know we're only 2 points into the five-point plan. We're going to get back to the 5 points. Josh from Virginia's 5 points on this game and the Patriots right now. But we got to take a timeout from your call. We're going to go back to the Ace Ticket hotline. And we are joined from the Patriots locker room by receiver Austin Colley, who joins us here on the Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One. Austin, congratulations on the win and congratulations on heading to the AFC Championship game.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What did you think of the offensive performance of your team tonight? Tom Brady didn't throw a single touchdown pass. The Patriots score 43 points, and your quarterback didn't throw a touchdown pass. That doesn't happen very often.
No, you know, it doesn't. But, you know, we've done a good job of, you know, taking what teams give us. And, you know, LG and Ridley and Shane, they're running their butts off, you know. And, you know, if it's not broke, you know, don't fix it. So, you know, the offensive line did great. Everybody just did great all around.
I was just about to ask you about that offensive line. It seemed like they have really come together here, I don't know, the last month or so, and have really played well, and they've even faced some adversity with injuries, but that unit's playing very well right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're playing exceptionally well. You know, they're, like I said, they're fighting their butts off. They're, you know, the holes are, some of those holes you can, you know, they're big enough to drive a truck through, but they're doing a great job.
Now, I know you're on the offensive side of things, but your defense was able to come up with four picks. Did you see anything? Was there anything that was in the team's game plan that they were able to maybe, I don't know, expose or that they saw on tape with Andrew Luck?
No, I just think everybody just stuck to the, you know, stuck to what we know and executed, you know, the entire week of preparation that we had. You know, you could tell the defense was flying around. The tempo was high you know, we got some great guys on defense that know how to make plays, you know, that do a wonderful job of you know, locking up the wideouts and you know, stopping the run up front. So
now, you are a former Colts player. Do you get any extra satisfaction out of beating your old team? That's something that gets brought up all the time when guys play their former teams. Does that add anything to this win for you?
No, I don't think so. You know, it's the fact that it's, you know, the win to go on to the AFC Championship is kind of all that matters to me. I mean, you know, there's nothing that can replace that, and it wouldn't matter who it is, you know.
So tomorrow, San Diego Chargers, Denver Broncos. How closely will you watch that game?
I don't know. Depends on how my kids are acting.
If they're not acting up and not distracting you from whatever it is that's going on. Well, Austin, congratulations on the win for you and your team. Enjoy this one for as long as you can before you get back to work and start preparing for next weekend's game.
All right, thanks.
Take care. Austin Colley joining us here on the postgame show presented by Xbox One. I'm Mark Bertrand. We're going to continue on with your calls at 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. We're going to reset Josh in Virginia. We're going to reset that call. We're going to line it up, Josh. Get your notes prepared again. We got a 5-point call coming from Josh in Virginia when we come back right after this.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call ** NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots.
Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert. Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen, Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that do not disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a two-year agreement. Visit gottogetfios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by Metabank, member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a two-year agreement and ends 1-18-14. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Welcome back to the Patriots postgame show, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
welcome back to the Patriots postgame show here on Patriots.com. It's presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. I'm Mark Bertrand, coming to you live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots winners tonight over the Colts in the AFC divisional round, and they are moving on to their third straight AFC championship game with the rights to move on to the Super Bowl in New York / New Jersey 3 weeks from now. I like how it's the NYNJ Super Bowl. It's not just the New York Super Bowl, it's the New York, New Jersey Super Bowl. And it's coming up in just 3 weeks, believe it or not. The Patriots will have a chance next weekend to move on to that game with a victory, whether it be against the San Diego Chargers here in Foxborough or against the Broncos in Denver, 1 mile above sea level. 855-PATS-500, that's the phone number. Before we went to the break and before we talked to Austin Colley, we had Josh in Virginia on the line. And Josh, I'm very sorry that we had to cut you off. Only 2 points into your 5-point call. And so whatever you got, bring it to the table here. The floor is yours, Josh.
All right. Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you great.
All right. So in going back over my 2 points, my first one being LeGarrette Blount, just being the most explosive running back on the team. You don't see even Shane Vereen or Stephen Ridley popping off 73-yard runs. I mean, I think he runs as hard as anybody, including Marshawn Lynch in that category. I mean, my second one being is I'm not surprised the secondary played well. At all. I mean, you're talking about a secondary that had his first game in nearly half a season where you had Tlaib, Dennard, Logan Ryan, and Kyle Arrington all playing healthy, and Devin McCourty back at safety. I would go out on a limb and say, outside of Seattle, I think they have the best secondary, if healthy, left in the playoffs. That's my second point.
Interesting.
I want to hear you guys' takes on my points after this. But my third point is Jamie Collins. I mean, I know everybody's mentioned. I think what you see is a guy who is finally comfortable in the defensive playbook and in the defensive scheme, to where he can play loose, just kind of let his athletic ability kind of go at it. He picks the right time to kind of pop off just as, you know, another linebacker goes down. But Jamie Collins, could be a huge, huge point of attack going forward. My fourth point is the fact that I'm not really worried about, I think the defensive line got a decent amount of pressure. It's just neither Peyton Manning nor Phillip Rivers are as strong as Andrew Luck in getting the ball off. I mean, there was a couple times where Andrew Luck just got hit right as the ball was letting go. I mean, if that's Peyton Manning or Phillip Rivers, I'm thinking that ball turns into 10 yards less thrown. That's a pick. My fifth point, we should be getting Aaron Dobson back. Hopefully KT is healthy. And so we should be getting a strong, strong identity for this offense here going forward. So, I mean, those are my 5 points. I think New England will at least make the Super Bowl. I don't know if they'll win it or not. But, yeah, I think they'll make it.
All right. Josh, thank you for the call. You know what I've been caught up on thinking about, Josh, is the secondary point, which I think is interesting. Are they the second best secondary left in the playoffs? I don't think they're as good as Seattle. I think they're definitely better than Carolina. Carolina's secondary is not very good. Denver's secondary is average. The only other team I'm thinking about that might be better than them is San Francisco, and I think you'd really have to convince me of that. You know, they got Whitner and Rodgers out there, and I'm trying to really think about this one. That might be an excellent, excellent point. With the way that Aqib Talib is playing, which is fantastic, Devin McCourty has had a great year. And obviously we're biased because we watch every single Patriots game very intently and very closely. I think it's a pretty good point. You could make a very good case for that, Josh. Very good case. On Jamie Collins, I think you're right. I think he is comfortable. I think he is getting to the point where he can feel free and play loose, as you say. I think he's been at that point, though, for a few weeks or maybe in a few months. I just think tonight you saw him out there all over the place. He had such an opportunity, and maybe he did play a little bit loose because he knew the playing time was his. So all great stuff, Josh. Thanks for the call. Much appreciated. We go back to those phones, and we'll talk to Chester in Portland, Oregon. Hi, Chester.
Hey, Mark, what a win. How you doing?
Great win, Chester. How are you?
I'm feeling terrific. Great point by that previous caller on the strength of our secondary. I agree. I'm measuring them up while I was on hold there, and I think that we are looking to be kind of a formidable force there. Got to give it up to LeGarrette Blount. I know it's been the huge topic tonight. But, you know, the big thing for me is what's most impressive, and I mentioned this again after the Baltimore game, is that we're winning with guys other than Tom Brady. And Tom Brady is, you know, my top guy like everybody else. But, you know, it's really making me a big believer in the long-term goal here. It's a team effort. This is a physical team, not just with the running back core and committee. And sidebar, props to Ridley for stepping in and coming back and looking great. But, you know, that secondary was playing tough. They're playing physical. You know, this team has a certain edge that we haven't seen in nearly a decade. And, you know, the big point, you know, that I really want to make tonight is that, you know, with the weather conditions possibly in New Jersey, this team and the way that we're playing is absolutely suited for some success there. And I don't want to get ahead of myself because we got a tough week ahead regardless of this opponent. But, you know, I'm really feeling that we're, back in years of old, we're looking at a gritty team, a team that's not flashy, a team that's going to find a way to win. Props out to Pats Nation for getting loud. I felt that team fed off of that. And lastly, you know, big kudos to the offensive line. I firmly believe, you know, that there's a symbiotic relationship between a running back and a line, and you're starting to really see that thunder roll. I made a point earlier in the year that, you know, you need a thunder and lightning approach, and LeGarrette Blount and Stephen Ridley and Vereen is just an absolute great match, great flash, and, you know, it reminds me of a Brandon Jacobs and a Tiki Barber of old where you just have that 1-2 punch. And last but not least, and I'm sorry to rant, but, you know, keeping Andrew Luck off of his game and getting into his head early was a big point of contention earlier this week and how we were going to really figure this game out. And I think that set the tone early and often. Props out to the Pats Nation. You guys enjoy this win, and I'm over and out.
Chester, beautiful rant there. Beautiful rant from Chester checking in with us here on the postgame show presented by Xbox One. Don't get too far ahead of yourself, though, Chester, on the Super Bowl talk yet. Listen, they're within striking distance. Big one coming up next week in the AFC Championship.
And now go Chargers, go.
Kevin Collins, do you think the Chargers are going to win that game tomorrow? No?
No, I don't. And I picked the Ravens last year to beat the Broncos.
I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I've gone back and forth in this game 1,000 times, and you know what? I just don't know. It's okay to admit you have no clue.
I think Denver's going to blow them
out.
And
most people who do pick these games have zero clue.
I think Denver's going to blow them out. I call for the blowout today.
I don't think it'll be a blowout.
I think it's going to be a blowout.
If it's a blowout, it's because they scored a lot of points late.
I'm going out on, I'll stand on my limb alone.
Should be an okay game.
I called for a 2-touchdown game today in this game, and it was 3. I'd something similar tomorrow, I think, at Denver.
The thing that that will keep San Diego in that game is the fact that the Broncos' defense stinks.
They are bad.
That's what's going to keep them in there. Philip Rivers will actually
be able to have some
success.
I think it'll keep him in there for a while. But I mean,
Philip Rivers. I can't stand Philip Rivers. I can't stand San Diego.
When the Bolts beat Denver in Denver, they held Denver to 20 points, largely because Ryan Matthews had an absolutely beast game, and they were able to possess the ball and absolutely destroy Denver in time of possession.
Ryan Matthews' status for tomorrow up in the air, by the way.
Yeah, I just don't see that happening again this time around. So we'll see.
Up in the air.
We'll see.
We got Bill Belichick coming up here about 5 minutes from now. You don't want to miss it. It just happened, and we're going to hear from Bill, who, guess what he did? Bill Belichick smiled. He smiled in his post game, as you saw on the
Patriots
Twitter account, at Patriots on Twitter.
That's good.
That's good, Bill. It's good. Alvin's in Texas. He's been waiting patiently, and I want to get to his call. Hi, Alvin.
Well, first, I want to throw a shout-out to my PFW Elite Nation, and I'm really glad the way they won. And one thing about it, all these injuries, they were always telling us out, and we actually, now we're there's like going to be our third straight time to the conference playoffs. That's totally a thrill anyways. And then Blount, man, I was talking about him. But the thing that I'm worried about, are we going to have another punter, or what are you going to do about the punter?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on how bad that injury is. It looked like it was not that serious. I mean, he may have been in pain, and it may have kept him out of the game, but that could be a dislocated shoulder. It could be a sprain. Who knows? I really don't know. I think we'll find out this week, but it's way too early to tell.
Yeah, and then Tompkins was another injury, but at least the good part about it is that we didn't lose a lot of key injuries, like last year in the division round with Texans. That's why.
Well, Alvin, I don't think this team can suffer any more injuries.
No, they have art.
I think they're at the very end. I'll tell you, go ahead. I'm sorry.
About the Chargers, what you guys were saying, I think the Chargers could beat the Denver Broncos. You know why? Because the record speaks that Phillip Rivers 2-0 with Manning on playoffs.
That's a good one. That's good. Use that history. That's good.
That's good.
Whoever it is, just bring them. We'll find a way to beat them. That's the bottom line. I ain't scared of the Denver Donkeys or the Chargers.
That's good.
The Bolts, Alvin. Alvin,
you have a nice day.
All right, Alvin, you too. Okay. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. I'm with Alvin. You got to feel better about the Patriots' chances in the AFC championship game, regardless of opponent, regardless of location of the game, based on the way they played tonight. Talk about getting up and playing well for a playoff game. You saw that from your team tonight. There's no doubt about that. Before we get to Bill Belichick, let's talk to Dan. He joined us in the pregame show. He's joining us again in the postgame show. It's Dan from Japan. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
Good, good. I had a question kind of specific about the in the fourth quarter. They had that 4th and 18.
Okay. What about it?
And first of all, why no field goal there?
On that 4th and 18 play, let's see. There was
yeah,
it?
Like
they were on the 26.
Yeah, and they went at, you're right. I'm not exactly sure.
It netted 6 yards on the touchback.
6 yards. It doesn't really make a lot of sense.
And if you weren't going to kick a field goal, I kind of saw the way they were lining up. I wondered if they'd do a drop kick.
My thought was that the probability of getting a field goal blocked and taken back is far greater than a punt. And they just, you know, 4th and 18, you're not going to get it by running it, and you're not going to take the risk of putting it in the air.
Right.
So, you know, you're sending your place kicker out there just to try to get one around the 10-yard line. He ended up making a mistake, and he carried it in the end zone. But I think they were just trying to not take a high risk by, you know, running a play that had a chance to, you know, either be blocked or taken to the house the other way.
Yeah, you wanted to eliminate any possibility of a score
on the
play.
I think he felt that was the safest play to not, you know, make one of those catastrophic mistakes.
Because at that point, you're already up.
Well, at that point, you don't need any more points.
Right, you're already up 43-22.
So you just want to eliminate one of those, you know, game-changing, you know, 97-yard returns or something like that.
Yeah. So that's probably the reason why. Yeah, that was so late in the game. I got to be honest with you, I was a little bit distracted when that actually happened in the game, getting ready to come on the air on this program. But Kevin nailed it. Kevin Collins, producer extraordinaire, nails the explanation there as to why.
Well, he does an excellent job. I enjoy his input. But it reminded me a little bit, or didn't remind me so much, but there was a time a long time ago, I think Flutie did a drop kick.
Yeah. And you know what? I actually got a tweet from someone saying they should do the drop kick here.
I thought they were going to, but I was just curious. Are there any specific rules surrounding a drop kick?
What kind of rules? What do you mean?
I don't know. Like, certain, you can't do it in certain situations, or it has to be within a certain distance.
No. Nothing like that.
All right. So it's just they grab it, they drop kick it through the field. Because I felt like Gostkowski probably could have done that. It seemed like it was one of those situations where they were far enough ahead that they had a chance to, you know, try kind of a funky play and work out something.
Yeah. But no, I don't think that the drop kick was something that they were looking to do there, to be honest with you.
Pretty far out.
Dan in Japan, thank you for the call. Much appreciated you listening all the way in Japan. And don't forget, check in with us next week on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social again. I know that you'll have to deal with Andy Hart on that one, but please give us a call back. It'll be fantastic. All right, Bill Belichick stepped to the podium after this win tonight. He's very happy. He smiled. He went on and spoke for a very long time. It just happened right down the hall from where we are in the Subway Fresh broadcast studios. That is good. That is good, Bill. Good win tonight for Bill's team. And the head coach is a happy man. Here's what he had to say.
You know, I thought it was a great job by all our players tonight. I thought they really did a terrific job. We had a good week of preparation. Everybody was ready to go. We got some big plays from all three phases of the game. We got off to a good start. You know, we were able to play from ahead. And then, you know, we just had a lot of big plays there at the end of the third, fourth quarter. Just got to give credit to everybody. Offensive line, offense, backs, receivers, quarterback, tight ends, special teams. Really did a nice job defensively. Turned the ball over. You know, did a decent job in the running game. Competed against their receivers. So now we're really, really proud of our football team, and looking forward to moving on, you know, to a bigger game next week. But it was a good win for us, and I thought those guys really did a good job.
So was the plan going in tonight to run the ball a bunch? You ran it 45 times tonight?
The plan is to always move the ball and score points. So whatever is the best way to do that, that's what we're going to do.
But with the group and
well, I mean, we had some success, and we stayed with it. We also had some success throwing the ball. So, you know, I thought we had some balance there. Production in both areas, did a good job on third down at times. I mean, not all of them, but, you know, there were enough of them. We had to be able to make some big plays. We got a big play on play action pass, which, you know, to Danny, that was a big play for us, you know, coming off some of the run action.
Hey, Bill, can you talk about the job that Stephen Gostkowski did punting going in after Ryan Allen? He got up a couple of key punts for some of that.
Yeah, he sure did. Yeah, you know, Stephen's in punts in practice, and he's done that before. But that was a great job. It's a great job. Brady Holden, Gostkowski punting. It was, you know, that's kind of playoff football. You know, things like that happen. Guys get called on to do something maybe haven't done all year, haven't done, you know, in several years, and come through with a big time. So that was a great job by Steve, no question.
How much of this is just a continuation of the way LeGarrette has run the ball in the last 3 weeks of the regular season?
He's run it away all year. He ran it away in the Atlanta game. You know, and an offensive line does a good job of blocking. So, you know, if they can get him some holes and some space, you know, he can run well. And so I thought Steven ran well, too. That was a big run Steven had there on that third and goal and the three or whatever it was. You know, really, you know, did a good job punching in the end zone and got in on a two-point play. So, you know, I thought, you know, Shane, we got good production from all our backs. Devlin did an excellent job, you know, as lead blocker. So, yeah. Yeah, well, obviously, you know, we had the two bad plays there. They hit the over route to Hilton, and then they hit the post on a double seam. So, you know, and look, they got a good quarterback. They got some good receivers. I mean, we've seen what they've been able to do offensively. So, you know, we're battling there with them every play. I mean, they made some plays. You know, we made some too. Thought our linebackers really did a good job, you know, getting interceptions from Jamie and High. That was big for us, you know, as well as, you know, the 2x0. So turning the ball over was, you know, that was huge.
Bill, was this the type of performance by Jamie Collins that you perhaps envisioned when you drafted him?
Jamie's been playing well for us. Been playing well for us all year. And, you know, his role in the kicking game has been solid, and he's played more and more for us defensively. But he's played well all year. I mean, I'll have to go back and watch the film. And I showed up on him, you know, several plays. But he showed up for us all year. He's a good football player.
Bill, have you been a little bit more on his plate in the last couple of weeks? It seems like he's been even more active today on the pass rush, which we haven't seen a whole lot of.
Say look more carefully. He's been rushing. Yeah.
Coach, any word on Ryan Allen's injury?
No, we just got in off the field. I'm not sure. I mean, he wasn't able to come back, so, you know, take a look at him tomorrow and, you know, see where he's at. I don't know.
Well, you mentioned that Steve has punted at practice, but I have to imagine Tom hasn't helped quite some time.
It's been a little while. Yeah, it's been a little while. But, you know, again, we saw Tom punt last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. I mean, you know, we do those things. So, look, it's that time of year, and we all know we only got 46 active guys. So, you know, everybody has to back up somebody, and you just never know how those are going to come out. Got everybody ready, and they were. They did a good job. They were called on unexpectedly, and they did a good job.
Second game, Kennedy played well. First game, he had to face luck. He returned an interception, 87 yards. He got his start for you in the first quarter, 27 yards. Talk about that a little bit.
You know, third down, like they were running a double slant route there with Hilton in a slot. And, you know, Zoe got a good jam on, you know, made a good play on the ball, undercut it in his physical at the line. You know, Zoe's done a good job for us. You know, he's wasn't able to play here for a couple of weeks. You know, he's kind of been in and out of the lineup a little bit for the last maybe 6 weeks or so. But, you know, he's had a real good, you know, 2 weeks of practice and you know, obviously did a good job today.
Hey, Coach. LeGarrette had 4 touchdowns on the afternoon. Are you surprised more by his power or his speed? A guy that big.
You know, I think he's got a good set of skills to run the ball. He's got that combination of size, power, and quickness and speed. And he's, you know, he's not a fullback. I mean, he's not a fullback. He's more than that. And he's not a scat back either. He's got power. So, you know, he can run hard. He can make guys miss, and he can, you know, he can go the distance. He's made some big runs for us. You know, again, going back to the Atlanta game, and, you know, we've seen the last couple of weeks kickoff returns. So, you know, he's an explosive player.
Getting a chunk plays in the third quarter out of the running game, and then all of a sudden they exploded late third and the fourth. Is that just about sticking with it, staying disciplined?
Yeah, making some adjustments, you know. That's exactly what it is. It's sticking with it, and, you know, we had ran some of the same plays, and, you know, we executed them better. It looked like we caught them. You know, LeGarrette made a good play. It was maybe, I don't know, like a 5-6-8 yard run, and, you know, broke a tackle there in the secondary and then, you know, turned it into, I don't know, however far it was, 60 or, I don't know, whatever. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, if you can get the guy through the line of scrimmage and then, you know, break a tackle or make a guy miss, then that's where you get the long ones. And that's, you know, good backs do that. They make some of those yards on their own. Sculpted the line and the backs and the tight ends to get them started, get them some space, and then, you know, let them do their thing.
It must be hard for an offensive coordinator to keep sticking with it, but it seemed like Josh.
Yeah, no, Josh did a great job. I mean, Josh called a great game, and, you know, I thought that he mixed the play-action passes in there with the runs and, you know, made them play both, and we had a good third-down plan. We had some, you know, some key third-down conversions. But certainly the, you know, the pass to Amendola came off the, you know, the run action. That was a big play for us, and, you know, it was certainly set up by some of our runs and run actions.
Bill, you had Charles Barkley as a guest, I understand, for the game. Could you just sort of share how that came about and what his role here today?
Yeah, no, I just found out he was going to be here this afternoon. You know, I go way back to Charles back when I was in Cleveland, and, you know, he came in and played the Cavaliers and all that. I mean, love Charles. Great guy, great competitor. It's just unbelievable to me that at 6'4", he led the NBA in rebounding. I mean, it's unbelievable. But that's what kind of competitor, what kind of player he is. And but he's a great guy. And, so it's good to have him here.
Coach,
I'm a big fan of his. Yeah.
Not we all. When the snap goes over the punter's head, what do you expect your punter to do with that?
Yeah, you know, I think Ryan probably wasn't sure how close they were to him. And then, you know, when he turned around, they were right on top of him. So, you know, obviously, if he had known they were there, then, you know, would have just been better off taking the safety, which is where it ended up anyway. But, you know, I think he was probably trying to, you know, pick up the ball, see if he had a chance to, you know, to do something with it. But yeah, obviously, it was a poorly executed play on our part.
I want to follow up again on Jamie Collins. You know, we've talked all year just on how he was so versatile in college, playing at all three levels of the defense, and sort of how you decided to integrate him into your system at the linebacker position. How have you noticed his sort of progression as you took that approach with him from the start when you brought him in?
Well, I mean, you know, first of all, he's worked very hard, and he's been very dependable and durable. I mean, he hasn't missed, you know, anything all year. You know, he started out playing, you know, he's playing outside linebacker in regular. He plays off the line in some regular. He plays a nickel linebacker. And then, you know, you saw today he's, you know, out there on a split-out tight end covering them on fade patterns. And, you know, there's really – and he's blitzing up the middle, and he's making tackles in line. You know, I think he's pretty comfortable wherever he is, whether he's out in space and covering a guy 20 yards downfield, or, you know, one-on-one coverage with no help, or whether he's in line taking on blockers or blitzing or, you know, covering tight ends from in close. I mean, he's a very, very versatile athlete that's, you know, smart, works hard, really got a great team attitude. I love having him on our team. I mean, he brings a lot. Doesn't want to come off the field. I mean, even when he's playing defense, you know, he wants to be out there in a kicking game. He's got good stamina, and he's very athletic and tough.
Bill, from your days with the Giants and then also winning the Super Bowls here with the Patriots, do you kind of like playing this kind of physical brand of football this time of year that we've seen in the past month from you guys?
Well, you know, we like to win. So whatever we need to do to win really is good with me. You know, win running, win throwing. You know, win shutting them out, win outscoring them, winning the kicking game. I mean, whatever it takes. Just got to find a way to do it this time of year. Every team we play is good. Every game is bigger than the next. So we just got to find a way to, you know, try to find some way to come out on top next week. I mean, that's really all it is.
In terms of your running game, as the season has progressed, have you done more just in terms of your preparation to improve the running game? Even more practice time, more reps on certain things?
No, I wouldn't say so. I really wouldn't. You know, there's only so much you can do. There's only so many plays you can run. You know, and we're not going to go into the game with, you know, 35 running plays. I mean, we couldn't get them all called. So, you know, we have our core plays that we're going to run in that game, and sometimes we see something in a game and we see, well, you know, we need to have another play in there, so we, you know, talk about it on the sideline, maybe put it in during the game if they're playing a formation a certain way to be able to, you know, balance it off or, you know, hit a weakness or something like that. But for the most part, you know, we go in with the game plan that we go in with, and you know, we stick with it. You know, Dante and Josh, Ivan, you know, those guys have done a great job. George Godsey, those guys do a great job with the running game and, you know, being able to coach it and organize it and then, you know, make some of the adjustments we need to make during the game.
Is one of the reasons that you see improvement later in the year because you can't practice it with the limits on contact during practices during the season. So is that something that you really have to get the game reps to
practice? Yeah, well, sure, that helps, yeah. I mean, it's, I don't know, you know, when you have, you know, 40 plays of, I won't say 9-on-7, but 9-on-7, you know, you're just, you know, knocking it out there in the running game in the games. That's, you can't get any better quality reps than that. But, you know, we've had a lot of consistency with our line. I mean, those guys have, you know, Josh was in there the 1 week, you know, and Logan bumped out to tackle. But, you know, those guys have been playing a lot of football together with Hooman, with Mulligan, with Devlin. And so, you know, the consistency and the continuity that they've developed from week to week has, you know, I think that's also been part of it too. So, you know, the more comfortable you get playing with your teammates and, you know, seeing things, linebackers scraping and, you know, and stunting and tackles, you know, and those kind of things, you just, you know, eventually handle them better with more reps. So, you know, we've definitely had been fortunate to be able to get that. You know, we've had a lot of, been able to call a lot of runs in the past, you know, month. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Patriots head coach Bill Belichick, a very chatty Bill Belichick after the game tonight. Bill very happy with his team's
That's
performance.
Good.
We're still going to hear from Tom Brady coming up. Hear what the Patriots quarterback had to say after this win, but we want to head back to the phones. And let's head down south. Raymond in South Carolina. He's up next on the Patriots post-game show presented by Xbox One. Hi, Raymond.
Hey, what's up, Mark? How you doing?
I'm doing well. What's up?
I just wanted to talk about the game in general. I mean, it's all good in Patriots Nation, and the team played well in all three phases of the game. Your boy, LG, I mean, he did a excellent job tonight. I mean, kicked off a 73-yard run, 166 yards. I mean, he broke a couple of records tonight. He broke the pass record for 4 touchdowns and second longest touchdown in Patriots playoff history. In regards to the defense, Hightower, I mean, I don't know your take on Hightower's performance tonight.
I thought it was pretty good for him. I thought it was actually excellent. He thought he played well tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the same thing because I know he's been pretty high on your list this year, and I know everybody's kind of jumped on top of Jamie Collins. He did an excellent job tonight, but I think Dante Hightower, I mean, his coverage tonight in the passing game, he did well with the interception tonight, and he was just constantly around the ball in the run game.
It just seemed like both of those guys, and I think this is what you're saying, they were around the football, and they kind of had a nose for where to be on the field at the right times, which has not been the case for both of those guys. I've really liked Jamie Collins the entire year, but you're right. Dante Hightower has found his way onto the bad list in a number of weeks, and he's definitely not there this week.
Right. I think Dennard, I mean, he did well tonight, too. I mean, he got 2 interceptions. And, you know, Amendola, going into the offense again, I mean, you know, Edelman, I mean, he's clutch, but Amendola, he had 3 catches tonight for I think it was 70-some yards or something like that. So, I mean, they both had strong performances, him and Edelman. But I think the defense still needs to continue to work on what they're working on because, I mean, yeah, they had 4 interceptions, but they gave up 300-some yards again in the passing game. I know it's a give and take, but, you know, going into next week, depending if it's on the Chargers or it's the Broncos, it just worries me because everybody keeps on jumping on the Chargers bandwagon, but I don't know. I'm really worried about Denver pulling through and going up to Denver and playing them because I know our performances in Denver has been so-so.
Yep. Raymond, overall, though, don't be worried yet. You got some time to enjoy this win before we have to start worrying about next weekend.
Okay, but that's it. I appreciate it, Mark. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, Raymond, thanks for the call. I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you calling, of course, here on the post-game show presented by Xbox One. Have to get to some of these emails. Going to do my best to get through all of these. So many of them coming in. So many people excited about this win. Bill Berry opens his email with Mark the Sailor. Why is he calling me a sailor? I have no idea. He addresses me as Mark the Sailor. The good on his good list, Blunt. Blunt was smoking. Get it. He also writes, there is always a lineman or three if the running game clicks. The people on TV kept mentioning Who-Man, although Who-Man may have been awesome. I trust you over those guys. Although there are many defenders I can name, like Dennard. Kevin Collins was good. Obviously, he means Jamie Collins, and he writes, yes, I know it isn't Kevin Collins, but let me throw him a bone. And Kevin Collins actually just walked out of the room, so he's not even hearing this right now. The bad has to be Ryan Allen and whomever the long snapper is. Okay, bad snap, but what was Ryan Allen thinking? Oh, did they not mention anything about Kenbrell Tompkins? How is he? Kenbrell Tompkins was subject to, I'm guessing, this is a guess, I don't know this for sure, left with a head injury, which means he was probably subject to the concussion protocol and being tested, and it was apparently something to do with his head. So there's a chance he could play next week, but whenever you have those types of injuries, you need to be careful, and I think we now have a lot more awareness about those types of injuries. Tony Ocho writes in, great win, Blunt is a beast. I think there's something to be said about that player who was playing in his first playoff game, that hunger, that greed. Tony, guess what? You should have heard some of the things Aqib Talib was talking about as it related to LeGarrette Blount after this game, saying, I don't think he's going to take his jersey off. The guy is still so amped up about playing in the playoffs. And with LeGarrette Blount, I'm not sure if people knew this, but when the Patriots clinched the AFC East, LeGarrette Blount wouldn't take off his championship hat, his AFC East championship hat. He was so proud of that hat. Not only would he not take it off after the game, he wore it back to the stadium a couple of days later. He still couldn't believe it, couldn't be happier with the fact that he was an AFC East champion. Which, around these parts, that's not the biggest deal anymore. But for a guy who has never been in that position, he is cherishing every moment of being in the playoffs, and now obviously winning a playoff game. Absolutely huge deal. It's good stuff. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500. Also, if you're listening to Bill Belichick's press conference, by the way, I just want to point this out. You're talking about Charles Barkley? Charles Barkley was at the game tonight, apparently a guest of Patriots owner Robert Kraft. That's the rumor, right? Or is that confirmed, Kevin? Rumor, confirm, what is it? He was a guest of the team. Let's just put it like that. He's down in the locker room after the game. You got Bill talking about him. I guarantee, apparently he was given a talk in the locker room. He spoke to the media. Charles Barkley coming out of nowhere. Email address is webradio@patriots.com. Jackson writes in, what's up, Mark? I want the Chargers to win tomorrow. Now I know the Patriots will beat the Seahawks in the Super Bowl. By the way, it'll be very fun to watch Danny Woodhead tomorrow. And I think LeGarrette Blount is better than Marshawn Lynch. That's some strong stuff. Marshawn Lynch is pretty good. It's pretty good. Got an email during the game from Barry. Congratulations to Heidi Gilbert. She is the Patriots fan who won Super Bowl tickets in the Together We Make Football promotion, which has been ongoing. Congratulations to Heidi. That's been an ongoing promotion, and she is apparently going to the Super Bowl. So congratulations to Heidi Gilbert. Rocco writes in, good solid win out there. How good was Blount again? Also, Jamie Collins stepped up big tonight. Overall, great performance from everyone. I noticed Hightower has the mic back. Why do you think they rotate it, and does it even matter that much as long as the play gets out there? Cheers, Rocco in Ireland. I think he has it back because he probably earned it back. And the thing is, naturally, his position is the position that on this team has typically had it, with Gerard Mayo being the linebacker, being in the middle of the field. And I don't think it is a major deal. But I think the reason why he had it taken away maybe was because he saw some of his snap counts go down. So he was a guy that you know now is going to be in there every down. Patriots are thin, at the linebacker position now with the loss of Spikes. You can give it back to him. He's going to be out there all the time. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500. David writes in, Beadle, Kevin, great show as always. Do you think there is any chance the Pats keep Blunt, Talib, and Edelman after their breakout season? I know there will be a lot of dead money in next year's salary cap, so keeping all three at their soon-to-be elevated rates may be a stretch to the team. 3 days without water or a shower, but a Pats win makes it all worthwhile. Dave in West Virginia, why is he not showered? We got to know these things. We have to know these
things. By the way, you seen these tweets from Mesko?
No. What's he saying?
Opining for his release from the Bengals so he can kick for the Pats?
Get out of here.
No, I'm not kidding you.
I don't think it's going to happen. There's no way that happens.
I don't think it legally can happen.
Yeah, I don't think it can. I think you're right.
But it's still funny nonetheless.
That's what you get for signing
on with the
Bengals.
I just retweeted it. It's pretty funny. You like hashtagged, like, you know, come on, pretty please.
Donald writes in, another point about the punt late in the game, Kev. Here's one we didn't mention. Donald writes, I think the punt was a means to not have Brady have to come on the field and hold the football. Another thing, avoid an injury. One more reason you could tack on there. That's what I'm saying. Steven writes in, the Colts came into New England. They discovered the meaning of a nor'easter. But it was not the normal wind and rain you'd expect this time. It was the blunt. It was Blunt providing the thunder and Ridley the lightning. And now the hope is to see the Chargers coming.
Smoke it.
And now the hope is to see the Chargers coming to Foxborough. Next man up, next game up. Keep up the great work. Steve Robertson writing in from Texas. Web radio.
And now go Chargers, go.
John writes in, what a game. I believe even if we play Denver, if we run the ball like we did tonight, it will be a win. The formula to beat Manning is to keep him off the field. Cue the Superchargers music. Let's go San Diego. Thanks for the email, John. Webradio@patriots.com is where you send your emails in. Cue the music. Cue it. Anthony writes in the Cowher interview with Belichick. Apparently, Bill Cowher did an interview with Bill. Belichick sounded like a guy who was nearing the end. Anyone else see that? I haven't seen that interview, so I don't know. But I find it very hard to believe because I don't think he's anywhere near the end.
I bumped into Coach Cowher in the hallway this week.
So this was earlier. So he
yeah,
was not
I think
here
it was,
tonight.
I think it was Monday.
So he was not here tonight.
No, he's still angry, though.
Is he?
Yeah, he just looks angry. He has like a naturally angry disposition.
I got to say, I spoke to him at the Super Bowl last year. Had a conversation with him.
He was pleasant. He just looks angry.
Both on the air and off. And when I spoke to him off the air, he was a very pleasant individual.
Yeah, no, he said hello to me, and he didn't have to. I'm a nobody. You know, it was just me and him in the hallway. So he did acknowledge my existence, which is a step up for most of the players in the locker room.
We had an excellent discussion about the challenges. This is off the air. This was not on the radio. An excellent discussion about the challenges facing youth football with concussions now being such a big deal.
Compelling and rich.
Yes.
Will that be seen on 60 Minutes at any point?
I don't believe we are going to get that one onto 60 Minutes, but I could do it. I think I could pull it off.
But it was just
my sit down with Coach Cowher.
It was just strange, you know, walking down the hallway, minding my own business, and boom, he's just there. You know, I was like kind of lost.
But a pleasant individual.
Pleasant. But definitely intimidating to say hello to.
Now I hope I see him again in New York.
There's that like force field where you're like, do I say hi to this man? He looks like he could break me in half, you know?
Let's go back to the phones here and talk to Big Al. Big Al calling us all the way from Georgia tonight, going back down south again. Hey, Big Al.
Valdosta, Georgia, checking in. How
Valdosta,
you doing?
Georgia. Now, where exactly is Valdosta, Georgia? For those who don't know, Georgia is
a stone's throw from the Florida-Georgia border. We sit right on the line. Where I'm calling you from, it is, I'll give you two reference points. It is 22 miles approximately to the Florida border, and from where I'm calling you from, it is about 8.5 miles to J.D. Drew's house.
Oh, you should go visit him. Really. Say hello.
Al, you can go sit in his hyperbaric chamber with
him. Say hello for all of Boston and pass along the message that we don't really want his brother back.
J.D., Drew, Stephen, and Tim, all from Hayhira, Georgia, which is
Hayhira,
a suburb.
Hayhira, Georgia. Now, you say you're on the line. Is that close to, like, Tallahassee or closer to Jacksonville?
You know, that is actually a very, very good question, because when you get in the NFL with the TV markets and whose region are you in and right. whose market are you in, it becomes an issue. We are right about 65 miles from Tallahassee.
Okay.
And about, add about another 20 miles, and it's Jacksonville. We're right in between them.
Well, this is great information. And, if I'm ever down that way, now I know.
Well, this kind of came up when we were talking about the blackouts that were possibly going to happen, you know, last week in some of these games. And my zip code is right outside the blackout zone for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Not that it's a huge issue, you know, it really matters a whole lot. But they are the local team, and I kind of, you know, if the Patriots are playing on a Monday night or a Sunday night, I've been known to sneak down to Jacksonville and watch the Jaguars. It certainly isn't hard to get a ticket.
No, plenty of good seats available.
Plenty of good seats. So if they do have an issue with blackout, though, I'm just outside. I'm a couple of zip codes outside the blackout line. So if there was a game blacked out in Jacksonville, it wouldn't affect me. But it's close. It's close to that. But we're just slightly closer to Tallahassee, to answer your question, than Jacksonville.
All right, that's good to know. Well, what did you What did you make of the game that was in Foxborough, Massachusetts tonight?
Well, there you go. That's why I called, after all. First of all, game ball, Stephen Gostkowski. Game ball. I mean, that's just that kid's an athlete. He's not a punter, kicker, whatever. He's an athlete. I don't know if you want to say he's really a football player, because, you know, he does only punts and kicks. But he is an athlete. I believe that he was either drafted or scouted by a couple of major league ball clubs to play. You know, I don't know if he's a pitcher or a position player, but I believe he was a pretty good baseball player up to a certain point, and then he focused on football. But he did a great job tonight. And my question to you is, Beetle,
yes,
do you think we will bring in a punter, or do you think we'll continue with Steven punting, or do you think it makes a difference, or what? What's your take on that?
If they do not have Ryan Allen for next week and he is hurt and can't play, right. I believe they will go out right. and look for a punter this week. I think they will.
Right.
I think they will explore it. But I'll tell you what, if they don't like what they see in the
right.
free agent market, I could envision right. them sticking with Gostkowski, because he wasn't bad.
You'd have an extra roster spot.
That's why I
which
think
would
they would
be nice.
It.
But then think, what happens if somehow Stephen Gostkowski gets injured, and then what do you?
Then
do?
You're really up that creek without a paddle.
You have Tom Brady, who's the next experience.
Dude, Tom Brady, punt formation.
Yeah, he's already hit one punt this year, Al. So he's the next guy in line.
Well, but you know, this thing you do, you're almost damned if you do, damned if you don't.
And the thing is, Al, now that Brady's holding, he can't kick field goals and hold at the same time.
Well, and that's the thing. You talk about these, that you bring up something good, because the thing that I was really worried about with Steven wasn't so much that he couldn't punt the ball. He's not used to catching things. You know, he just sort of lines up and kicks. He doesn't feel snaps or, you know, I was worried about him dropping snaps. And, you know, I guess you'd say the same thing about Brady. He's not used to doing that. He hadn't done that in a long time. I don't know that Brady's ever done that on a regular basis.
I believe they said they did
it in the league.
I believe they said he did it at Michigan now. That was the last time, I think.
Okay. Well, you know, we'll just see how the Pats handle that. I don't know if there's a right answer or a wrong answer. I do kind of wish that Zoltan Mesko was still available. I was never a Zoltan Mesko hater. I've never quite understood what happened with that, but... okay, he couldn't be on the team anymore or something. Then the Steelers cut him, and I lost track of him after that. But I guess he's property of the Bengals right now?
Yeah, he got picked up, and he kicked in their game last weekend now, the Bengals playoff game.
Okay.
So I believe that makes him ineligible.
I kind of surfed in and out of that game, so I probably didn't notice that he was out there. But I kind of wish he was available, but maybe, you know, you look at somebody like Shane Graham, you know, he's still kicking, or was until today.
He was until this afternoon, yeah.
Till this afternoon.
Yep.
And when the Pats picked him up for a cup of coffee, I don't think he missed a single kick.
No, he was pretty good, and they ran into that same situation. But, Al, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Take care, fellas. Have a great night.
All right, Al. Have a good one.
And Beetle, he tweeted Zoltan, so can I request a release? Hashtag, come on, guys, please. But Chalice Manziyung quickly jumped on that.
Yeah, it's not allowed under the rules.
And said, you know, he remains under contract with the Bengals, and he can't sign with the Pats. So that's out of the question.
On Steven Guskowski, on the baseball thing, that's true. That's true. It was actually the reason why he went to the University of Memphis, where he kicked for the football team. He was a walk-on with the football team. He was at the University of Memphis on a full ride for baseball. That's why he was there. And then he walked on to the football team and was a kicker. In fact, I've had people tell me that he does love football, but his first passion in sports was always baseball. And he really loves the game of baseball. And that's why he played it and was so successful at playing the game and was a pretty good player to the point where he got a Division I scholarship to go play baseball at Memphis. And he ended up becoming a kicker. And a pretty good one, too. A pretty good one for Steven Guskowski. So that's why Steven Guskowski ended up in the NFL. He walked onto the football team when he was in college. He actually used a one-inch tee rather than those really high two-inch tees that you see a lot of those college kickers using. It's part of the reason that made him attractive to be drafted, was that he was considered a pro-style kicker simply because of an inch on the tee in college. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number, 855-PATS-500. Blake is in St. Louis, and he's up next. Hey, Blake.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
What's happening, Blake?
Man, I'm doing great, man. It was a beautiful win by the New England Patriots. LeGarrette Blount did a beautiful job running the ball. The offensive line did a beautiful job blocking. Julian Edmonds did a fantastic job, you know, as always, you know, catching the deep ball and his angles and his quickness, agility. Jamie Collins shocked, you know, he shocked me. He did a beautiful job sacking the quarterback, great interception, you know, tackling. I mean, it just, out of all three phases, it was a beautiful team win. And as well as Tom Brady, he had a, you know, great, accurate throws. You know, it just was an all-around great team win by the New England Patriots.
I think most Patriots fans would absolutely 100% agree with you, Blake, that it was a great all-around team victory for the Patriots. I got an email here from coming back in from Bricketh here on the Cowher interview. He writes, Cowher told Belichick, told Bill that he would go down as the greatest coach in NFL history in his mind. And then he asked Belichick about how he wants to be remembered. Bill thanked him for the sentiment on his thoughts of him being great, and then answered the question about how he wants to be remembered. He sounded a bit like he was choking up, but said that he just hoped to give back as much as he put into, or something along those lines. Old Bill would have said, I don't really know. That's something that's for someone else to determine, or we're just trying to get ready to play a game. But he answered his question, which was baffling. Legacy question being answered equals Belichick nearing the end.
That's a fair point.
Maybe a little bit, but I'll tell you what. The interviewer is a big part of that.
That's true.
He has respect for the guy.
He's talking to more of a colleague than a
right.
Media
he's
member.
Not talking
so
to a media
gonna
guy.
So he's
going to
open up and, and give more to a guy who's in that coaching fraternity.
Yes. And so even though he said, I mean, you're telling me that Bill Belichick has never actually thought about how he wants to be remembered? No, of course. Even when he says we've got a game to play or that's for someone else to determine, he still knows inside what it is that he feels in terms of how he wants to be remembered. He just doesn't want to give it up. But when he's talking with someone who he feels is more of a colleague and a friend, and they're doing an interview, he's going to give him an honest answer. He's going to be honest with him.
Sort of when, like, you and Bill are out on the boat every summer in Nantucket.
No, no, you got the wrong guy.
Is that Felgy?
That's
that Felgy.
That's not me.
All right.
I've never been out on five rings. Not my deal. I got a bunch of emails here coming in. I'm going to read them coming up next. That's what we're going to do. We're going to get back to your calls. We're going to get back to the emails.
Got the quarterback, too.
And we have to hear from Tom Brady. All of that is on the way. Don't go anywhere.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights, Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call star NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert. Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen, Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that Do Not Disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a two-year agreement. Visit gottogetfios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by Metabank, member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a two-year agreement and ends 1-18-14. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. Welcome back to the Patriots Postgame Show with Mark Bertrand. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
Welcome back to the Patriots Postgame Show presented by Xbox One. John in South Carolina is upset with us, Kevin. He writes, "Hey guys, and Kevin." It's one guy. It's Mark and Kevin. Really?
Yeah, I count as a guy.
Really? 10 minutes on Big Al's location? I was interested. I just asked him. He's a little...
It's late at night.
A little long. I'm sorry. A couple minutes. John, it's okay. Great game. Collins, Hightower, Dennard, Cannon, and Blunt have all really grown as Patriots. Very impressed with their progress. John in South Carolina writes into webradio@patriots.com. Also, John in Pennsylvania writes in... We used to have a guy who liked to hear himself talk named Velo. Now we have Big Al from Valdosta, Georgia. I'd rather have Velo, John in Pennsylvania.
I'm not the brightest guy in the world. I'm not the brightest guy in the world.
The dearly departed Velo.
Hot dogs and sausages.
Who works in another industry not involved in
sports. Ice cold beverages.
Poor Velo. Email from Dave says, Beadle, all Belichick said was that he hoped to give back to football as much as the game of football has given to him throughout his life. It was a respectful non-answer to Cowher. Bill ain't going anywhere. That's what I thought. And I haven't even heard the thing. But you got to remember, it's Cowher that's doing the interview. He's going to give him a very respectful answer, if not a little bit of truth. And just because he admits that, even if he gave a legitimate answer, how does that indicate that he's done? It doesn't. It does not indicate anything. Dave writes back in about the shower, how he hadn't showered in 3 days. Dave writes in, the reason I have not showered in 3 days is that there was a chemical leak in the water supply in Charleston, West Virginia, and the water is toxic to drink or bathe in. Wow, that is terrible. First we learned about Valdosta, Georgia, and now we're learning about the chemical water down in West Virginia tonight. All kinds of information coming here on this postgame show. Aside from just the football game, which was entertaining and had all kinds of information coming out of that thing. And someone else, JB in Virginia, wrote in, the West Virginia fan is not taking a bath because there are 9 counties without clean water due to a chemical company having a toxic leak into a river. That stinks. I feel bad for you guys. I hope that gets sorted out or they find a way to get you some clean water other than the stuff coming out of your faucets. Chad Martin writes in, Chad from Georgia, is it just me or has Blunt looked a lot like Corey Dillon the last few games? A heavy downhill power runner. LeGarrette Blunt, take note. LeGarrette Blunt will lead the Patriots to the big game.
I do not care about the numbers.
JB writes in, the NFL outlawed the dropkick after Belichick called the last one. That is not true. The NFL has not outlawed the dropkick. The dropkick is still very much part of the game. Not outlawed. Philip writes in, Mark, you were right about Blunt all year long. What a beast. Speaking of which, I'm not going to read the rest of that email. It just gets silly. I'm not going to read it. Rob writes in, since 2000, the Patriots and Colts have met 3 times. Each time, the winner of that game went on to win the Super Bowl. I don't want to look past the AFC Championship, but facts are facts. So now we are guaranteed another trophy now that we have vanquished the Colts.
Our, by the way, breaking news here from our friend Jeff Howe.
Sure, what's up?
LeGarrette Blount's out on the field right now, taking pictures with people. If you want, do you want me to host the show while you go get a photo?
I think that would be appropriate. I mean, I might give him a hug. We might have
a
moment.
We touched on how genuinely happy and the joy that he's felt playing in a playoff game, and that just shows he's still out there soaking it up. Yeah, it's still out there soaking it
should
up.
Should have him come in here.
Let me go see if I can find LeGarrette Blount for you.
I think we should have him in the studio right now. I mean, I think you should walk out there, tell him we're doing the Patriots.com post-game show presented by Xbox One, and say, LeGarrette, come in the studio. And Kevin just walked out of the studio. Maybe he's going to try. Maybe this is going to work. Hey, we'll see what happens. Kevin Collins has left the studio. Let's see if LeGarrette shows up. Let's see if he shows up. Dave is in Connecticut. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
What's going on, my man? Big win tonight.
Hey, awesome win. Awesome win. You know, just these guys, the last three games have steadily improved. And I think we're going to be a real powerhouse here in the next two games. Obviously, you know, we want the Chargers to win. You know, so we'll see what happens Sunday. You know, just to piggyback on a couple of things that people have already said, and I really do hope Blount comes on tonight, because I love Blount. I've loved him since they got him. One of your emails said that, you know, Edelman, Blount, and Kalib, they all need to re-sign all three of those guys. Okay. How old is Blount, what, 28?
I don't know his exact age off the top of my head. I will check it and have it for you in 5 seconds.
There, right? He's not, like, in his 30s.
He's 27 right now. He just turned 27. He's young.
Okay, so he's got a couple of years left. You have to love that combination of Ridley and what those two guys bring. Okay, and then you have Reed as your pass catching running back. You know, actually, Bolden's on the sidelines, and he's probably going to get cut. You know, he's probably done. But Blount definitely needs to be re-signed. Okay. I think him and Ridley, it's an awesome combination.
Couple of power runners.
They're just scary. It's a scary thing to have.
And you know the thing that keeps getting thrown out there is the lightning and thunder, so to speak. You get the speed with Ridley because there is a lot more explosion at the line of scrimmage with Ridley in terms of their styles are different. They're both powerful runners, but they are very different in that. Ridley takes the ball and he just runs straight forward. He takes off. He has a burst. He takes the ball and there's a burst there. And he's sometimes, I don't want to say reckless. That's not the right word. But almost as if he has no concern for himself. He just throws himself right into it. Whereas Blount has a lot more patience. You'll see, he'll take the ball and he doesn't quite have that burst. He waits for things to develop at the line of scrimmage and then he has the burst. So they are different styles of running. And I thought the way in which they mixed up the running backs tonight was actually pretty good. The balance was in favor of Blount. He got a lot more carries, but they used Stephen Ridley in the right spots. They really did. When things were slow to develop at the line, they plugged Ridley into the game. Patriots get a big win tonight, and Tom Brady did not throw a touchdown pass. His team scored 43 points, and he didn't throw a touchdown pass. Here's what the Patriots quarterback had to say about his performance after the game.
Hey guys. It's your quarterback, Tom Brady.
How you doing?
Okay, so you're in the locker room talking, first of all, to Charles Barkley. What did Barkley have to say to you after the game?
Well, I've known him for a while, so it was good to see him. Glad he came, brought us a little luck. So it was a great win. Great to be a part of a team win like that. Everybody contributed, and the games only get bigger, so it'll be a fun week to get ready. You don't take it for granted and try to go play our best game next week.
Did you ever think you'd be in a game where you have 6 rushing touchdowns?
That was amazing. I mean, we keep handing it off and those guys just run so hard and they do such a great job, you know, running, finding the holes, finding where they can just slice through there and gain as many yards as they can. So it was pretty cool.
John, you guys are always the next man up mentality. Obviously, you stepped in as a holder. I just talked to Steven. He was saying that he was a little nervous because you guys never worked together before, but you did a great job. What do you think about stepping into that role tonight?
Yeah, it's been a while since I've done that, so I was happy to help the team. Maybe I'll try to renegotiate my contract or something for doing more work or something.
When was the last time you helped your ex-client?
I think it was when I played in the Orange Bowl 14, 15 years ago. So I don't even do it in practice. And they said, get in there and do it. I said, what do I say? What do I... So we figured it out. It was good. We keep playing like that, the way our defense is, you know, getting the ball for us. And really what we've done the last 3 or 4 weeks, and the running game has just been awesome. So it's helped everything out. And it does. It makes it easy when you hand it off and go 70 yards for a touchdown. It's a great feeling, a great way to score. So hopefully we keep doing it. Hopefully, you know, we can do it next week too.
What can you say about your defense? There's lost so many players to IR this season and stepped up with a bunch of turnovers today.
Yeah, they got some great turnovers, and certainly the one early in the game set the tone for us. Alfonso made a great play. And, yeah, we've lost a lot of players, and I think a lot of guys have gained some experience over the years. So we're trying to play our best football, and, you know, today was a decent job.
I know you can play against him on the field, but did you get a chance at all to see some of the throws Andrew Luck was making out there, and did you sense what, you know, the special play he did?
Sure, yeah. I mean, he played great. He threw the ball great. He moves. He runs. He's strong. He's got a great arm. You know, he's got, you know, obviously the team believes in him. So, you know, I thought he played really well.
Tom, you made that 53-yard throw to Amendola when you guys were backed up there. And maybe just take us through what you saw on that and the fact that play action contributed there.
Yeah, it was a pretty hard sell run that we ran there, and because we were running the ball so good, maybe that got a little reaction and Danny got behind him. So it was good to kind of come out of the 10-yard line. They kicked us back there. We returned it to, I don't know, the 11-yard line or something. So to really get out of our own shadow of our goalposts and get into their territory was a good play.
Is the play action working a little bit better on the recent pass because of how well you guys are running the ball?
It's hard to, I don't know. I'll have to really, see it and think about it. We could be certainly more productive in the pass game, so we'll try to be.
Can you talk about the commitment to the running game, particularly when you guys have been in the lead the last half of the season? It's even 45-25. And maybe where that started, maybe in the preseason or in March or whenever?
Well, it's really been a strength of ours, you know, all season, the way our running backs have played and the way our offensive line performs. So it's hard, you know, when you get in these conditions, and like we did against Buffalo, where the elements played a part tonight, where they played a little bit of a part, but, you know, to have that running game and to be as efficient as we've been, to get big plays after big play has been great.
So,
they weren't bad. I mean, nothing like Buffalo, so it was pretty mild today. Last one, I'm going
to
go home.
NFC Championship game again, given how hard it is to get there.
Yeah, it's just a great achievement for our team. There's going to be only 4 teams standing after tomorrow, so I know. You know, people have counted us out at times during this year, but I think we got a locker room full of believers. So hopefully we can, go out and play our best next week. So thank you.
Tom Brady, Patriots quarterback, after the win tonight in Foxborough. More emails coming in. Andrew in Tempe from Arizona writes in, so proud of the guys. What a huge win. We've had to overcome so much this season, and now we're Super Bowl bound because we're a team of destiny. Don't get ahead of yourselves just yet. There's a big game on the horizon now next weekend. You can talk about the Super Bowl for 2 weeks if you win next weekend. I caution against getting ahead. Adam writes in, Jamie Collins, an absolute monster. Looks like he can be a great player for the Pats for years to come. Looking like a great pick by Belichick. LeGarrette Blount is my hero. Pat should run for 30 or more carries every game now. Let's go back to the phones. Milton is in Rhode Island tonight. Hi, Milton. I should say early this morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Milton. What's up?
As I was watching the game, I was really enjoying how these young guys are stepping up. Like you said, Jamie Collins, great pick by Bill Belichick. The rookie, Logan Ryan, who came in around the second quarter, he played great. And I just wanted to see what you thought about, you know, the change that these Patriots are going into. You know, they were all about spread offense, this passing game, and now, you know, they're running the ball for 40 carries a game. I just like to see what you think about where that takes us. You know, people talk about Super Bowl, but I don't know.
Well, I think that this team can be in the Super Bowl for sure, Milton. I mean, based on what you saw tonight, you've got to be feeling really good about their chances in the AFC Championship game. And you've just got to feel good about where this team is at overall. It was a very convincing win tonight. They did a lot of things well. And so if you're feeling confident, I get it. I would just caution against getting ahead and talking Super Bowl. It's too early for that. There's still an AFC Championship game next weekend. Don't get ahead of yourself. Ken writes in all the way from Singapore. I cannot help but remark about how well the Pats have adjusted to the offensive woes since the start of the regular season, having both Amendola and Edelman working in tandem with our running backs and being able to play with such physicality. Just an example of how our great coaching staff have been able to have a next man up mentality. It is practiced and it is preached. It's been a great start for my Sunday here in Singapore. Cheers from Ken. Tom in Baltimore writes in, I love the offensive game plan that we had. I also liked when the Pats ran that two passing back formation with both Bolden and Vereen lined up at the same time. They only ran it once, but it was effective. Tom in Baltimore. It's a good point. Maybe we'll see some more of that in the coming weeks. Might want to do that again. Turk writes in, great game for Blunt. I was surprised that Belichick didn't let him run in the record-tying fifth touchdown. I wanted it. I tweeted it. I said, give it to Blunt.
I don't know if you heard, but the crowd was chanting Blunt's name.
Blunt. I heard it. Bill sometimes goes for that stuff. That said, no chance on the Pats re-signing him if he wants the money. It'll be similar to Woodhead.
That's when they smoke it.
Too similar to another back to take up cap space. Not to pick nits, but that play where they tried to bring the punt unit on late backfired. At least for a penalty in the next play, that was a bad snap. Have to give Collins a lot of credit for his development. He's been getting a lot of hype from announcers and opposing coaches since that Miami game. He's been a real playmaker. By the way, can anyone else get called for an illegal block in the back on a punt return? Thanks, Beetle from Turk. Three guys tonight on special teams with the illegal blocks in the back. Can you stop already? Enough already. By the way, bringing the punt team on late, they've got to give that thing up, Kev. Kev, no more of that. I don't want to see it anymore. No more. It didn't work. Tonight, the ref wouldn't let them snap the football, and they took the penalty. It was ridiculous. You're not fooling anybody with it. It's not fooling anybody. It's just not worth the time. They got to stop doing it. It backfired, and then you had the bad play. You had the snap sail right over the head. So, Trey from Dallas writes in, webradio@patriots.com. He gives his good, Blunt, Ridley, the offensive line, Collins, Dennard, his bad, McCourty. What did McCourty do that was bad? I thought McCourty had a good night. The whole secondary had a good night. Trey, I got to disagree with you on that one. He also writes, great win for the Pats. Blunt is still proving to be a great addition time and time again. I've been saying it all season. Jamie Collins is a stud. I watched him in college. I knew that slowly he would become the do-all linebacker we needed. With all that being said, our work isn't done. Hashtag next game up.
I just had a thought.
What's that?
You know who stunk tonight?
Who's that?
Kyle Arrington.
Yeah? I didn't pay enough attention to Kyle
Gave
Arrington.
Gave up the bomb to Brazil.
He did.
And then there were a lot of underneath passes, Griff Whalen and guys like that, where he was just really behind the receiver running across the middle of the field. A lot of easy completions tonight on Kyle Arrington.
Well, I think a lot of times they were kind of playing some of that soft zone that allows for that. They give up the underneath.
Sticking with my statement.
You can stick with it all you want. I'm just saying. I think a lot of that is by design. It's all right. We'll all watch the tape again. Get on the NFL Rewind. See what they did well and what they did bad.
Yeah, that was one thing I made a mental, I was like, mental check, Kyle Arrington.
Final email of the night. Joel from Connecticut writes in, Mark, what a game. Jamie Collins playing the way that I knew he would. Blunt setting records. Luck is choking like his predecessor. You know, I think Andrew Luck is great, but 7 picks in 2 weeks, by the way. Maybe there's something to that, but he does have the big comeback ability, which we saw last week. He writes, I'm ecstatic. Team of destiny? Yeah, destined to choke, talking about the Colts. In retrospect, what was that?
It was my fault.
Okay. In retrospect, I'm happy we gave up a safety instead of a field goal. You should be. I'd love to thank Bill Belichick for this win. He also writes, let's give props to Guskowski for punting. He did pretty darn good. TB12, awesome for coming up with the holds. Great overall team effort. He also gives his Player of the Game award to Jamie Collins. He writes, anyway, have a great night. See you next week for what will prove to be an unbelievable AFC Championship game against another unlucky team. Good stuff from Joel in Connecticut checking in on the show. Let's talk to Jeff in Vegas. He's up next on the phone lines. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's happening?
Yeah, just basking in the euphoria of that win. This one just feels particularly good.
It does. And the over happened, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. We finally got both sides there. But that's a long day for you guys, isn't it? I mean, Mark, how many hours? Was it like 8 hours total of broadcasting for you today?
7 hours today. 7 hours of 7 hours of hosting radio shows.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
It is the most I've ever done in a day. I can tell you that without a doubt.
Yeah, well, get a good night's sleep, man.
That's not happening, Jeff. I got a kid at home.
I almost got killed in a sports book. I mean, such a heavy bias against New England. People were really, really frustrated betting against the Patriots on that. People took a bath.
Now, do you go to one of the smaller books or one of the big casinos?
I go to a pretty big one. I go to one sort of local to me. I mean, there's probably a couple hundred people there, and I'm pulling out all the antics that I have. But I thought that Blount run, I mean, that got a little bit sketchy there for a while.
The 73-yarder?
Well, before that, though, when Luck tied it up on those two long passes,
yes.
I mean, they were all, you know, everyone was fired up for, you know, the Colts backers. But that Blount play, then, you know, that was just so sweet.
It was. Any other thoughts, Jeff?
Yeah, just this is exciting. I mean, two more games, two more wins, and we got a ring. I mean, this is exciting. Maybe we have a chance. I mean, heck, you know, anything can happen. We can win two games. I don't care who the opponent is. Lock it in. Talk to you next week.
All right, Jeff, we'll talk next week when we do it again in the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. We'll be back. We're going to do it again. Myself, Andy Hart. Oh, I know where you're going with this. Paul Perillo, we'll be back next week. We'll do this again. We'll talk some Patriots football. Get you ready for the AFC Championship game, whether it be here in Foxborough, which would be great for this team, or against Peyton Manning, who could choke again if he doesn't manage to choke tomorrow. It's going to be a great week. I'm really looking forward to this week. I'm really looking forward to this game, obviously, next week, too.
3 o'clock game. So what is that, 12:45?
12:45. That is when we will hit the airwaves next Sunday. The first game next week, 12:45, will be here on Patriots.com with your coverage. Thank you for listening to the Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One. You guys were terrific. A terrific night for the Patriots. Enjoy the win. Thanks for the emails. Thanks for the calls. And most importantly, thanks for listening. I'll talk to you again next week.
And now go Chargers, go.
It isn't fair, and it isn't nice.
A lady doesn't wonder.
This has been the Xbox One Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand on Patriots.com radio.
Out of the I formation with Devil in the fullback for Ridley, who takes the handoff, started up the middle, runs it right. A foot race to the five. Ridley's going to win it to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
For more news, analysis, and reaction to today's game, tune into Patriots.com radio all week long.
Brady with a check with me on a 3rd and 4 from the 10. Brady in the pocket, has time to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots! Edelman has it!
Log on to Patriots.com anytime for the most up-to-date news and information on your favorite teams.